From when we are children, we are taught that we must be good. We must do what is right. We must follow the rules. And it is all we know. We are even promised gifts and all manner of great things for being good. Good is the right thing to be. Well, what if we told you that breaking the rules, being a rebel, being bad and all that other bad stuff does not have to be the norm? What if we told you that you can actually break some rules and not only get away with it, but reap big rewards? And it's simple. All you have to do is be brave. Be brave enough to disrupt some of these age-old beliefs. Be brave enough to be a rebel. Be brave enough to change the rules of the games you play. This episode is brought to you by the Change the Game Academy, changing the rules of development game, and Disrupt Development, the movement of disruptors that reimagines global development systems. In this three-part series, we'll introduce you to a few bad rebels that are breaking the rules in the development game and changing not only how society organizations fund their work, but also the lives of citizens in their communities. To introduce to you Claudia Fix. Claudia has a Master in Communications and Latin American Studies and has been working since 2022 in the International Corporation, both in Germany and Latin America. In 2011, Claudia was part of the team of SESE, a partner of Wild Gansen in Brazil, as the Coordinator of Communications and the Department of Institutional Development. From 2017 to date, Claudia has been working for Miserere as temporary consultant coordinating the fundraising consultancy in Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico. Since July 2022, Claudia has been a temporary consult for Miserere again, coordinating the fundraising consultancy in Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru for organizations with projects funded by Miserere. Miserere is a Catholic relief organization in Germany and today a part of Wild Gansen and the Change the Game Academy.
I had my very first contact with Wilde Hansen in 2011. As an international expert for communication, I worked in Brazil in an organization called CESI, which supported and funded small projects in nearly all regions in Brazil. I was responsible for the communications sector, which was part of the Department of Institutional Development. CESI then and now was the partner of Wilde Hansen in Brazil. And it was trying to change the structure of the organization from one entirely dependent on the international corporation into one actively involved into fundraising. Fundraising in a broader meaning, mainly funding through events, creating a structure of asking for donations from individual donors. As I worked inside the organization CESI, I accompanied the difficulties of change of the organizational culture. When I came back to Germany, I reflected this experience and started a dialogue with Miserere, which is a Catholic relief organization in Germany, also funding CESI. I had mentioned, working for CESI, the many questions related to how to build up fundraising in a very practical way. So I was asking myself, how could these questions could be addressed consistently? In the following years, Miserere and I developed a model of consultancy through local fundraisers, which accompanied organizations in Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico till they had created a fundraising plan, which included also their strategies of institutional sustainability. They were also accompanied during the process of the implementation of their fundraising plan. During the period from 2017 till 2020, we could evaluate that this model of consultancy is quite successful for bigger organizations with a big staff and an already developed institutional communication. But what about all the smaller organizations like grassroots organizations, which are also doing a very good work? Nowadays, Miserere and Wilde Hansen are partners to advance also in the sector of grassroots organizations. So Wilde Hansen kind of planted the seeds of our model of consultancy. And now we are working together to extend the development of fundraising to another type of organizations.
This Storycast episode is recorded by the speaker right in their location and is specially made in preparation for the online event of 29th September 2022, in which experts in the field of local fundraising will share their stories, their highs, their lows, and the lessons can learn from their experiences with raising funds locally in their countries. If you wish to join this exciting conversation, please register at our website and tune in on 29th September at 1500 Central European Summer Time. See you there.